Okay, so the subject is succession planning for small businesses, and the specifically what I wanted to cover off with you today, two major things. One is, what are the biggest mistakes that people make in that area? And then what are the key things that people need to think about, and when should they be thinking about them?
Okay, all right. The biggest mistake, in my opinion, from my experience with succession planning, is that it doesn't start early enough. Generally, an owner will wake up after New Year's and say, I've had a guts for my business, I'm going to sell it, and ring a broker on the 3rd of January and expect to have the business sold by the middle of January. And it just doesn't happen. So first and foremost is, planning needs to start a long way in advance, and I'm talking 2 or 3 or 4 or even 5 years out. So that's probably the biggest issue I find. In terms of, what was the other question?
So what do people need to be thinking about?
Okay.
And so, when do they need to be thinking about it?
So the things that they need to think about are what options they've got for closing their business, and we think there's 5 different ways to do it. First is close the business down and sell the assets. The second is sell the business to a family member. Third is sell it to an employee. The fourth is just a straight sale to an outside person. And the fifth option, obviously for us, is the Platform One model. So those are kind of the only ways you can sell a business, apart from an IPO, which isn't really an option for businesses under sort of 20 to 25 million in revenue.
And how would you characterise the Platform One model?
Our model is a gradual buyout. We call it an MBO, a management buyout, and we go find the manager. And it's over a gradual period of time, so we we'll sit down with an owner and figure out what kind of individual would be the right individual to come into his business to run it, go out there and do a search to find that individual and develop a plan where that individual buys in gradually over a 3, 4, 5, 6 year period. Generally, the first 25% of the purchase happens within a 12-month period, and then the buyout, the rest of the business will be purchased by the incoming owner over a period of 3, 4, 5, 6 years, depending on how long the business owner wants to stay in the process. The objective is to get the business owner out of the business physically as quickly as possible, so transferring relationships and processes to the new incoming person, so the owner becomes more of an investor rather than a manager in their business.
And take the thing about the 5 options. Obviously, some of them are a little bit, I just want to get rid of this as fast as possible. Nothing strategic about that. Leaving aside those ones, and what are the principles, whether somebody goes down the MBO pathway or another pathway, what are the key principles that would drive good decision making?
Getting their house in order. Like selling your house, you want to make sure it's got a nice coat of paint and the insides clean and tidy, and it's the same in a business, getting your systems and processes in place so the business isn't reliant on the owner themselves, making sure that the business can run as a standalone entity. Because if the business owner is going to sell it to another owner, that owner is going to want to make sure that that business is running as smoothly as possible. So that's the first consideration, and you want to talk to your trusted advisors who would be able to help you with that, your accountant, etc. That's probably the most important thing that you need to do, and getting your business ready for sale takes a few years. Maximizing your profit, making sure that you are not taking decisions that would typically be called tax decisions to maximize your tax liability, because what you're trying to do is create a profitable business that in turn will be able to turn into a multiple that is larger than perhaps what it was prior to you starting the process. So getting all of those things in place, and again talking to your trusted advisor who can help you with that.
And in your experience, like thinking about small business small businesses in New Zealand. What's your sense of how well people manage succession planning right now?
Not very well would be the answer. It's something that people think about and think it's going to happen in the future and put it off and put it off and put it off. And I like to quote a statistic that businesses sell within 72 hours after the owner dies. And that's a pretty terrible statistic. About 50% of businesses sell within 72 hours of the business owner dying. We've had a number of business deals of Platform One deals that haven't gone ahead because the owner's had a health issue or they've had an accident or something's happened to impede their smooth transition into retirement. But one of the things that I think people don't think about enough is that retirement doesn't necessarily need to be doing nothing. If your business can run as an asset without your involvement, you don't have to sell it completely. So not selling down 100% of the business is a viable option for people nowadays, particularly as we don't work physically as hard in our businesses as the previous generations did. We sit in front of a computer. We have meetings with people. We don't physically work hard in our business. We work mentally hard, and sometimes we work long hours. But you can do that into your old age, and you don't necessarily need to sell the whole business.
Do you think that's one of the reasons that people put off thinking about selling the business?
I think it's 100% of the reason why they put off selling the business. And that's why it's a good idea to think about this before you become semi-incapacitated, mm-hmm. or at the point where you're just sick to death of the business. Because if you get your business ready for sale or ready for transition when you're fit and active and you really enjoy the business, once you go through that process, you will find it's a lot happier process to go through and you'll have a better outcome rather than getting to the stage where you're either incapacitated or you've just had a gutsful of the business and all you want to do is just get rid of it. You're not maximising the value of your business.
I imagine there's no downside either that if you get your business in order in that way, whether you end up selling it or not, you've got a business that's running well.
Absolutely, and you've got choices. The most important thing that you want to be able to do when you get to the stage where you want to maximise the value of your business is have choices. And the last thing you want is to be having a lack of choices because you're tired or you're grumpy, you've had enough of the business, or you just can't physically work in the business. You want to be able to have as many choices as you can, and the best way to do that is when you're fit and active and when the business is doing well.
And of those different options for selling a business, leaving aside the ones that are just desperation and closing it down, how would somebody go through the process of choosing which is the most appropriate option for them?
Always get advice,
yep.
Through your trusted advisor, your accountant, your lawyer, an advisory board director, somebody who you know has a little bit of a knowledge with you and your business, and get their advice and talk to them about what you want to do in the future. The most important thing that I find throughout any transition of business is owners not necessarily knowing what they want to do in the future. They think they want to retire, but they don't know what they're going to do when they retire. And I've seen it so many times where an owner sells their business and then the first thing they think about is, well, what am I going to do now? Why don't I buy another business? And my question to them is always, well, why did you sell the business in the first place? So think about what you're going to do in whatever you call retirement and make sure it is a viable option for you rather than jumping to some sort of conclusion that you think might be the right option for you. But certainly talking to your advisors are the most important thing to do.
Rob, is there anything else you'd like to say about Platform One, how people could get in touch with you? Just anything you want to add about your business?
It is a different process than most people would think, and it's probably one that people don't think about immediately, but it is an option, one of those five that I described, and it is a way of transitioning out of your business in a process that takes 3 or 4 or 5 years, but think of it more as a business owner going from a manager to an investor. So your business runs without you, you still get dividends, and you're still in that financial transaction for 3 or 4 or 5 years, but physically you're out of your business. So it is one option. It's not the only option, and it might not be an option for everybody, but it is an option that people can think about in the future.